to HD.
And the leader of One Nation in New South Wales, Mark Latham, he joins us this afternoon. Mark, the New South Wales teacher shortages, my goodness me, what a kerfuffle this has been from the start. A push to allow unvaccinated teachers back into classrooms to address the staffing crisis. Why isn't this happening? It happened in South Australia. I see today that the former Deputy Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Nick Coatsworth, has come out and said it is a good idea. He declared the time for vaccine mandates was now over in New South Wales, or it should be over in New South Wales.
Well, they need to end sometime. The government talks about living with the virus. Well, part of that is to allow people to get about their job. I personally think that those teachers should be allowed back into the system. There's about 11,000 of them all up, and they would solve the problem almost overnight. But I also think those teachers should undertake the rapid antigen test each morning to make sure they're COVID-free. If parents want that guarantee from the unvaccinated cohort of teachers. So we've got to do something about the crisis, Brent. I mean, there are schools that are telling whole year groups that you can't be on campus, on site, for a full school day. There are classes that have collapsed into 80 students per class. There are kids being told, just hang out in the playground, we haven't got a teacher for you, or go read a book in the library. I mean, after the lockdowns and all the home learning last year, where kids didn't get the full education they need, this year, because of the teacher shortages, they're only getting a partial school education, and that's just not good enough. So there's 11,000 we can bring back into the system and provide a lot of relief. I think they're badly needed with that precaution of the RAT test each day. And beyond that, we've got to lift the status and the rewards of the teaching profession. Because it is true that it's not just COVID and the vaccine mandates. We haven't got a lot enough young, bright people leaving year 12 who say, I want to be a teacher and educate the next generation. So we've got to do a lot to improve that problem and to end the mandates and give our young people a full day's education, which they badly need.
You're chipping away slowly, slowly, slowly. Are you starting to catch this monkey? Are people starting to sit up and listen and say, yes, we agree with you? We know we've got to get these teachers back to work ASAP?
Well, I don't think until our budget estimates on Monday, people knew how many teachers had been taken out of the system by the mandates. 11,000 is a huge number, of teachers who've just gone missing. And some of them have moved on to other jobs. There's a story at Cowra, for instance, a parent sent in to me, which is indicative of what's going on. There's no maths teacher for the senior class at Cowra High. The maths teacher is working in the local restaurant, waiting on tables. Now, you know, we've got to get qualified people back in to teach maths and other specialised subjects. Otherwise, the children get a substandard education. So it is time to end the mandates with precautions. South Australia has done it. I don't think the science on this is any different in New South Wales. Certainly we can't go on this way inside the school system where kids are told to stay home, schools are closing early, classes are collapsing and children just aren't getting the tuition they need. It can't go on this way forever. And I think ending the mandates would be an important circuit breaker.
The sooner the better. I've only got a couple of minutes left. The floods in Sydney, I mean, can you believe it's raining again today? Cats and dogs, as they say.
Yeah, I'm locked into my house here. The road has become impassable and basically, you know, it's Groundhog Day. We're going through it all again. This was, what, 4 weeks ago? And then last week there was another rain event. This one is as bad as the first one, and people have just got used to the idea. You don't see much of the sunshine in Sydney. These rain events, it's not a product of climate change. No one weather event is a product of climate change. It's the La Nina weather cycle, which has given us basically no summer the last 2 years, very mild temperatures, and now a record amount of rain. And one of the problems in New South Wales, we've got this outfit with a big budget called Resilience New South Wales, but they're not spending the money to make communities more resilient, and nobody really knows what they do. So problems in policy making, and you're really relying on the patience and resilience of the community to try and overcome these floods.
Isn't that the truth? I have to go. I have to love you and leave you. It's been great talking to you again, Mark. We always enjoy our chats on Thursday. So
I've missed them, Brent. I very much missed them. Great to chat with you and good timing. We're back for the election campaign.
You bet. Well, you bet. We'll put a dot in the diary and we'll see you about 1:33, 34-ish next Thursday afternoon. Thanks, Mark.
For sure. Thank you.
See you, mate. Bye-bye. That is Mark Latham, leader of One Nation in New South Wales.